Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Two middle-aged dudes and a microphone, Thanksgiving edition.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Craig.
And we hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, we hope you have safe travels. And we've got a little something special here for you to take along with you. Maybe keep you entertained on the road over the hills to Grandma's house.
But please, listen responsibly while driving.
And I want to say,
the laughter can get to you, and you can lose sight of the road, swerve over, and explode.
Only if you're listening to a funny podcast.
Yes.
But
so no danger here. No danger here.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of all year long. I love it.
Because of the food.
Because of the family, the no stress. There's so much good about Thanksgiving. And we do stop and focus on what we're thankful for. And there's a lot to be thankful for. Especially in this country.
Did you say thankful floor?
No, I am thankful. See what you do to me?
Thankful.
I'm thankful. Okay, let me get real serious. I'm thankful for my co-host, Craig. The funniest guy on podcasts. Okay.
I almost for a second believed that.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I'm getting better.
I actually, in my elbow, I felt a little tingling.
Like
actually feeling a little like
that could be a heart attack.
You're right.
But anyway, for Thanksgiving, we're bringing you 12 weird Thanksgiving facts. And Craig's going to read the first one.
Why? Because it's sports related?
Is it really?
Yeah, apparently, because I don't think we're talking about a zoo in Detroit.
I haven't read them yet.
Let's bring this down a little.
Take it. Why not take it down? It's Thanksgiving.
We're taking it down. Ready? 12 weird Thanksgiving facts.
What's the first one?
Since 1934.
Wow.
The Detroit Lions.
That's like 80 years.
Can I continue?
Go ahead.
Since 1934, the Detroit Lions always play on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Detroit radio station owner George A. Richards bought the Lions, then known as the Spartans.
The Spartans!
And then moved the team from Ohio to Detroit in 1934. In the early weeks of the 1934 season, the biggest crowd the Lions could draw to a game was 15,000 people.
That's about the same as what they draw today.
I wouldn't know. Richards was desperate to find a marketing trick to get Detroit excited about its new football team, so he came up with the idea of playing a game on Thanksgiving.
Now that's tricky.
Since Richards's radio station was one of the bigger radio stations in the country, he was able to convince NBC to broadcast the Thanksgiving game on 94 stations.
He's crafty.
Nationwide, the Lions played the undefeated Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Who went on to win the Western Division and sold out their 26,000-seat stadium. Ever since then, the Lions play on Thanksgiving.
So if you're drafted by the Lions, just know this, you're not going to have Thanksgiving off.
Yeah, that's probably something to consider.
Yeah. I can't do headline is because these aren't headlines. These are facts. Fact
is.
So
why did you bring it up?
Number two.
Oh, yeah, fact is.
Fact is, the first TV dinner was Thanksgiving leftovers. Isn't that funny?
That's actually interesting.
A TV dinner.
Because when
there was a picture of it on the site.
Well, and you're going to talk about it in a minute, but we're talking foil-covered real
yes,
TV dinners.
That's right. Back in the day.
The kind like when you were hungry as a kid,
yes.
You had to wait 45 minutes for the junk to be done.
They did. But they were always done through and through. Now, if you throw one in the microwave, you're going to have hot on the outside, and the mashed potatoes are going to be like still
that's
frozen
where,
in the center.
That's where I learned the term Salisbury steak.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And it was disgusting.
The first Swanson frozen TV dinner, which sold for a mere 98 cents.
Ooh, which, you know, by the way, they still make the pot pies, don't they?
Yeah.
Morton's?
Yeah, they still make Swanson TV dinners, too.
Yeah, but they make the little Morton cheap little pot pies.
Yeah.
I still like those.
You get it for like two for a penny.
They're good.
Was produced
in
the United States and consisted of a Thanksgiving meal of turkey, cornbread stuffing, frozen peas, and sweet potatoes, packaged in a tray like those used for airline meals.
Which nobody except old people know what that is.
Exactly. Now all you get is a couple of peanuts.
It looks like a small metal version of a school cafeteria tray.
Yeah.
Little compartments.
A hospital cafeteria tray.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Also known as a cafeteria tray.
Retired Swanson executive Jerry Thomas.
Now, why is his name like Jerry Swanson?
Hey, we know Jerry Thomas.
We do. Why could his name be Jerry Swanson, just for the story?
That would have been better. Said that he came up with the idea after the company found itself with a huge surplus of frozen turkeys because of poor Thanksgiving sales. That's a guy that knows how to run a business, right?
That's
there.
A guy that knows how to get rid of leftover Thanksgiving stuff.
He took lemons and made lemonade. And that's in my
It doesn't mention lemons anywhere in the story.
I thought it came with lemonade, like a
mine
side.
Mine never did.
Oh,
well,
man.
That's another frozen thing. That was a can of frozen lemonade.
That's right. And
hey,
it's good.
There are number three.
Yeah.
Interesting weird facts about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There are three towns named Turkey in the U.S.
Are you from one?
Am I what?
Are you from one? Are you from one of the towns?
I see what you're trying to do, but it's not funny. This
should I try to do it in an accent? Are you from one, mate?
I'm thankful.
Yeah.
If you see what I did there. I'm thankful that was not funny.
But I thought it was.
The three towns.
Yeah.
Turkey, Texas.
Okay.
Turkey Creek, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And Turkey, North Carolina.
Wow.
Each have fewer than 500 residents.
You reminded me of Elf when you said that.
I want to say, what's your
candy corn?
Candy corn. However, the world's largest man-made turkey.
Well, how did that get in there?
What?
Okay, that has nothing to do
with
the fact
number. We're going to unpack this one again.
Break
it down again.
Okay.
Three small towns, Turkey, Texas, Turkey Creek, Louisiana, Turkey, North Carolina, each have fewer than 500 residents. However, something we're not even talking about, the world's largest man-made turkey is in Frazee, Minnesota.
That's hilarious.
Is it Frazee?
I don't know, but the fact that they put that sentence after the end of that.
Oh, wait. But number four, we go on to talk more about it.
That's what it. You know what it was? It was a segue.
It was a bad segue.
No, it was a good segue. It was built in.
Poorly executed by me.
Exactly. Well, so fact is, number four.
That's one of the perils of not reading stuff.
The world's largest man-made turkey is in Frazee, Minnesota.
I think you said that better than I did. I said Frazee or something.
Weighing in at over 5,000 pounds and standing over 20 feet tall. That's one big turkey. That feeds a lot of people.
I bet his name's something Tom.
Probably. Big Tom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's the largest man-made turkey in the world. Not just the States, in the world. So our friends in Australia know that we've got...
Don't do it.
I'm going back to the fact.
What were you going to say about Australia?
Nothing. I'm not doing
it
now.
I was just stopping you on the accent.
I was going to do it.
No.
The turkey has roughly 1,000 pounds of steel refining its body, and there are an estimated...
You mean reinforcing his body? But it says reinforing.
It does. See? You can see where I made that mistake. And there are an estimated 3,000. Would you get your papers out of my paper?
I'm also thinking that must be really hard to digest and chew. Actually,
oh,
steel.
Dentist
that passed gas.
There's an estimated flashback 3,000 to 4,000 fiberglass feathers on the turkey. A task which took DWO Fiberglass Company over 2,000 hours to complete. That's a lot of overtime. The turkey took 8 hours to assemble after three main pieces were constructed.
Not if you have 2,000 employees each working 1 hour.
Oh, that's true. And no overtime there at all.
Yeah. That's a loophole.
Oh. Why are you doing
number
that?
Number five. Ready?
Yeah.
The night before Thanksgiving is the single biggest day.
And all through the house.
For bar sales in the U.S.
I'm not buying a bar.
Lots of people are buying bars. Yeah, I'm going to go buy O'Malley's.
Hey, Doug.
Nah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Doug. Hey,
happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thanksgiving Eve is the largest bar night of the year. Not only do towns see an increase in population.
Wait a minute. I will have a Buster bar.
Different kind of bar, but that works.
Tonight. And tonight is Thanksgiving Eve.
Did you write number three? Because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I didn't. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanksgiving Eve is the largest bar night of the year. Not only do towns see an increase in population, mostly college students heading home to see their families for a vacation and stopping getting drunk on the way, but there's a built-in hangover day on Thanksgiving.
That's true, because you don't have to go to work.
Complete with lots of comfort food.
Yep.
It also comes without the high price tag of nights like New Year's Eve, where
Wait
more places charge higher cover fees to take part in the revelry.
That was going to be I thought maybe booze price, you know.
They're saying that everything
fluctuated.
Is conducive to... going to get a drink.
Do you see all the big words we just used? Fluctuated, conclusive.
I use conducive.
Conducive.
Mm-hmm. We're going to run out, but you know what? Here's the deal. We're almost at the end of the year.
Yes.
We've got a surplus of big words we got to use.
That's true. And January, it all starts over.
I wonder what the viscosity of that liquor is.
Another one.
Finally, it's one of the few chances each year that people get to reunite with childhood friends, most of whom have all moved all over the country after high school.
You know, when I get together with childhood friends, I don't say meet me at the bar normally. But that's just me and you. Because we...
Most of my childhood friends just don't even talk to me anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but that wasn't a comment. That wasn't like a commentary.
I'm kind of one of them.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You talk into a microphone in front of me.
Okay, we're halfway through because we're at number six.
You know why they don't talk to me more?
I wasn't going to ask.
Jealousy.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I got a number one podcast.
Number one in what?
In my mind.
Okay.
In my fantasy world, I'm the king of the podcast.
The number six fact is, Craig,
I'm the number six fact?
The first meal on the moon was packets of roasted turkey.
Was it made by Swanson?
The first meal that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin ate on the moon, if you believe that sort of thing.
Dude, you know what I saw the other day?
What?
Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
I saw a thing on the Facebooks the other day.
All right.
If you take Neil A.
Alien.
Backwards spells alien.
Yes.
Thanks for ruining
it. I'm sorry. I just threw that. You know what? I had to be first. But let me back up and say.
Is it coincidence or not?
I think not.
I think he's alien.
I think he is too. And that moon landing? Okay. We went to the moon.
Yeah.
I agree. The footage? Completely fake.
Whatever.
The footage was.
You're psycho.
No, I'm not. They filmed the footage beforehand.
Whatever.
Because they were not, they didn't think that the technology they had at the time and would work from the moon to the earth.
Whatever.
That's a proven fact.
It's not proven. Okay, quit feeding that stuff.
I'm just saying that is a fact.
Must be the altitude you stand at. Makes you crazy.
Roasted turkey from foil packets. It wasn't Thanksgiving. Well, then why is it in this list? But turkey does.
Well, it's just saying that it's just a little off the wall.
You know what? I think this fact has been faked, just like the original moon landing footage.
I cannot even look at you now. That is so ridiculous.
What's his name filmed it? I mean, he.
So our technology could get us to the moon, but it couldn't take a couple of pictures. Whatever.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
The truth.
Hey, your tinfoil hat slipping. The original Macy's Day Parade number 7. The original Macy's Day's. Oh goodness!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Number 7.
Yeah.
The original Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
Used live animals from the Central Park Zoo.
Does it confuse you why Thanksgiving's not in the name of that parade? It's not Macy's Day.
I thought it was Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No, it's Macy's Day Parade.
You better double check that fact.
What does it say in the line here?
Well, that
and there's a song.
I don't trust anything at all that you bring in.
There's a song called Macy's Day Parade.
Okay, whatever.
It says, was on the Godzilla soundtrack.
Go look.
Saw it on a station.
Go Google it.
It's Macy's Day Parade. Look at it right there.
Okay. Anyway, 1924 marks the first year of the Macy's Day Parade, which
what'd you just say?
I'm reading the type.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm not saying this type is accurate. You've read the stuff we've read. 1924 marks the first year of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No, you can't add to a story
which was formerly known as the Thanksgiving Parade.
See?
Held in Newark. I can't say Newark. Newark is Newark. A hard time. I know it's Newark. I just can't say it.
Newark,
New Jersey at Bamberger's.
I love a good Bamberger.
I like it says in parentheses, a store. Because they know that nobody knows what Bamberger's is unless you're from there.
I've had a few Bamberger's in my life.
Yeah.
Square ones you get for 59 cents during happy hour.
For the first 3 years of the parade in New York, instead of using floats, Macy's used live animals borrowed from the Central Park Zoo.
Oh, now that's a parade.
How do they inflate them? How do they make them float?
If they got tigers walking down the street, I'm watching that.
Watching some tiger eat somebody.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Over 250,000 people watched the first parade. That had to be a liability. You couldn't do that today.
No. Mm-hmm. There's too many lawyers and too many PETA people out there.
I like PETA. I like regular bread, too, but PETA's good also. You fold it, put stuff inside of it.
They had a Thanksgiving parade last year, but they faked the footage. But it actually went on. But what you saw on TV was pre-recorded.
Hey, how about you talk about how many turkeys have been raised?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
There's about, fact is, number 8, there are about 250 million turkeys raised annually in the U.S.
I got worried just then.
To put things in perspective, the population of Indonesia is just under 250 million people.
Why are we picking on Indonesia? Why are we picking on them?
Really. Major turkey producers tell consumers to buy 1.5 pounds of turkey per person on Thanksgiving so that there's enough to eat with dinner and then enough for leftovers. You got to have leftovers.
It gets better the next day.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And I'll eat turkey till my...
You're eating a turkey right now.
Another
story. I just heard that turkey legs at Disney World are going to go away.
Why not?
I don't know. That's another conspiracy theory that they're emus. Or ostrich. I don't believe that.
Oh, I like that.
I don't think that's true.
I'm running with that.
Even if you're running like an ostrich.
Yeah, I'm running with that story.
Don't stick your head in the sand. Just listen to me.
Okay. Yeah.
This is me on an every day if I don't watch myself.
I know it.
The average... About me or you?
No, go ahead.
The average person consumes 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day, enough to gain 1.3 pounds.
That's a lot of calories.
So,
I think I consumed that yesterday.
Why have I not eaten that much this week, but I've gained three?
because it takes a little while with the calories, so.
Whatever. The average Turkey Day reveler consumes up to 4,500 calories throughout the day. It takes eating 3,500 calories to equal 1 pound of fat. A 160-pound person would have to run at a steady pace for 6 hours, swim for 7.5 hours, or walk 45 minutes to burn off a
45 miles.
45 miles. What did I say, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm going to do 45 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
To burn off 4,500 calories Thanksgiving Day. How about you just the next day you don't eat that way or the next couple of days and then it all works out?
Fast for like a week. You'll catch up one way or another. Hey, number 10.
Can I just go slow?
Yeah, if you want to.
I don't
want to
go fast.
You can fast slowly. Oh. What? Green beans casserole was invented in 1955.
Gross.
Campbell's invented it. Okay.
They faked the bean footage, too.
The recipe was originally created for an Associated Press holiday food feature.
The only thing it's got going for it are those little crunchy onion things.
Yes, but you can get those. Just eat them out of the can.
Throw back a can of
those. Sure enough. The recipe supervisor at the New Jersey Campbell Soup Home Economics Kitchen is credited with creating the ubiquitous Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup recipe. Campbell's estimates that it sells more than $20 million worth of that variety every year. And because the French onions that top the casserole are fried, consider the dish your ode to...
to some word I've never heard.
Thanksgivica.
Thanksgivica. Hey, number 11?
Yeah.
You're going to like this.
Why?
Abe Lincoln was known for a lot of good things.
Oh,
but I love
Abe Lincoln.
Since it's your favorite holiday?
But you know what? He had a beard and no mustache.
I know.
Isn't that
cool? He was an innovator.
Yeah.
He got up in the morning and said, you know what? I don't care what people think. I'm not a fashion plate to the world.
That's what he said.
I'm going to make my own way. I'm going to shave off this mustache.
He said, you know what? I like shaving, but I like having a beard. What can I do?
I'll just leave the mustache off.
Taking it away.
People don't know, too, that actually his beard was Velcro. Lincoln made Thanksgiving an official holiday.
Did he really?
That's why you're going to like him so much.
I already like him so much.
Although George Washington was the first to create a national holiday of Thanksgiving, it didn't become a national holiday with a set date. I had to get that in real quick before you started asking me what I was talking about. Even though George Washington made it a national holiday, it wasn't a national holiday with a set date until Lincoln officially made it the last Thursday of November.
I would argue that that's not a set date because that date
really
changes
not.
Annually.
For the interim 74 years, each state scheduled its own Thanksgiving at a different time.
Oh, interesting.
At different times. The original document that proclaimed the exact date, again, not an exact date, of Thanksgiving was written by Secretary of State William Seward in 1863 and then sold a year later to benefit union. Sold?
How'd they sell that? They sold.
If that's the case, I got a stack of documents I'm going to sell somebody. Here's my insurance bill. Here's my electric bill.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
The number 12 fact.
It's like the 12 days of Thanksgiving.
This blends my least holiday favorite with my very holiday favorite. Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song.
It was originally?
Yes, it was. The song was composed by James Pierpont in 1857 for his Sunday school class Thanksgiving performance at their church. He wrote the song with simplicity in mind so that his students would have no trouble memorizing the tune. The song was well received at the Thanksgiving concert, and the children sang it again at Christmas. And that's how it became associated with that holiday rather than its original holiday, Thanksgiving. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to have some turkey and eat till I'm sick.
That is a lot of fun, by the way.
That wasn't the lyric.
No, it wasn't, but...
It should have been the lyric.
It's my lyric.
Jingle bells, go back again, eat again and again.
And some more.
And eat some...
S'mores. S'mores. Anyway, that's what we got for Thanksgiving. We
got s'mores for Thanksgiving.
You know what I'm most thankful for this day?
Your co-host?
Our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
That Both of them.
You're pandering now.
Yeah. I'm very thankful. There's so much to be thankful for.
I mean,
for.
All three of them.
All
I am
three
so
of those
excited
listeners.
About all
I'd
three
like
of them.
I'd like to thank each of them personally.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thanks,
yeah.
I like to say something, too.
Come on in, Doug.
I was going to the bar.
No.
It was the best time ever. You get the best deals. Anyway, I was telling you guys, happy Thanksgiving.
You got me choked up.
You guys are the best. Thanks for giving me a job.
We're not paying you, but you do have a job.
You're paying me burritos.
That's true.
I want a potato.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We will see you tomorrow for our Black Friday. It's not going to be as happy. It's a little sad.
You with the racist holidays.
Okay.